animals that appear increasingly different from their modern counterparts, as we go down to deeper and deeper levels of chalk, and so must have been evolving during the millions of years the chalk was being laid down. Huxley was trying to convince the working men of Norwich that the world is much older than the 6,000 years allowed by scholars of the Bible, and that new living species have appeared and evolved since the beginning. These issues are now long settled. No one with any understanding of science would doubt the great age of the Earth or the reality of evolution. The point that I want to make here has to do not with any specific items of scientific knowledge, but with the way that they are all connected. For this purpose, I begin, as Huxley did, with a piece of chalk. Chalk is white. Why? One immediate answer is that it is white because it is not any other color. That is an answer that would have pleased Lear's fool, but in fact it is not so far from the truth. Already in Huxley's time it was known that each color of the rainbow is associated with light of a definite wavelength. Longer waves for light toward the red end of the spectrum, and shorter waves toward the blue or violet. White light was understood to be a jumble of light of many different wavelengths. When light strikes an opaque substance like chalk, only part of it is reflected, the rest is absorbed. A substance that is any definite color, like the greenish-blue of many compounds of copper, e.g. the copper aluminum phosphates in turquoise, or the violet of compounds of chromium, has that color because the substance tends to absorb light strongly in certain wavelengths. The color that we see in the light that the substance reflects is the color associated with the light of the wavelengths that are not strongly absorbed. For the calcium carbonate of which chalk is composed, it happens that light is especially strongly absorbed only at infrared and ultraviolet wavelengths that are invisible anyway. So light reflected from a piece of chalk has pretty much the same distribution of visible wavelengths as the light that illuminates it. This is what produces the sensation of whiteness, whether from clouds or snow or chalk. Why? Why do some substances strongly absorb visible light at particular wavelengths and others not? The answer turns out to be a matter of the energies of atoms and of light. This began to be understood with the work of Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr in the first 2 decades of this century. As Einstein first realized in 1905, a ray of light consists of a stream of enormous numbers of particles, later called photons. Photons have no mass or electric charge, but each photon has a definite energy, inversely proportional to the light wavelength. Bohr proposed in 1913 that atoms and molecules can exist only in certain definite states, stable configurations having certain definite energies.